pulpit without a coat on. So please forgive me. My wife said, "It's all right. It's all right. It's no big deal." It's a big deal to me. So, it really is. So, Lord, I pray that you would help me to get over the stress. Amen. Board of the Coat Directors. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I hope they enjoy it. I appreciate it anytime the preacher. You can't see that clock, can you? Allows me to stand behind the pulpit and preach or lead singing. I can't lead singing, and I've told y'all this before. I don't know what I'm doing. I just get up here and flop my hand a little bit, try to make people think I know what I'm doing. But I enjoy it, and the preacher asked me to do it, so that's why I do it. And he asked me to preach tonight, so I said I would. I appreciate his confidence in me, allowing me to stand behind his pulpit. I'm going to be in John chapter 3 tonight, but before we go there, turn over to Psalm chapter 107. It's been on my heart a little bit, and I just want to look at a few verses in Psalm chapter 107 before we get over to John. We had a good service Sunday, I believe. I believe the Lord moved in. We were praising him. And I think the Lord was pleased with our praise to him. And I was reading this book, Psalm chapter 107, and came across some verses here, and I just wanted to read a few of them for you. Verse number 1, the Bible says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good." Amen. That's why I sang the song that we did tonight. God is so good. Amen. "For he is good, and his mercy endureth forever." Praise the Lord for his mercy. And then the verses you see there, things happen and people started mumbling and grumbling. And verse number 6 says, "Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses." 1, 2, 3, I think 4 times that verse is recorded in this particular book. "Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses." And look at verse 8. "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." I like that verse. I think that if we praise the Lord for his goodness and for his mercy and for the things that he's done for us in our life, we will please the Lord. "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." 1, 2, 3, 4 times also in this book that verse is recorded. I would say that the Lord would like us to praise him. Amen. "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness." And again, I had read that and I said, what do we need to sing tonight? And I said, I just think we need to praise the Lord. Amen. And for a little bit tonight, I want to try to praise the Lord. Turn with me to the book of John. John chapter 3 and verse 16. Amen. You should know that verse. Amen. The Bible says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Amen. Praise the Lord. Gave his only begotten Son. Now, that's probably, there's some versions, and you hear songs saying, know what the Bible says, you look at that, and then you turn over to a page to chapter 1 and verse 12. Because if it's his only Son, what does that do for us? Verse 12 says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. If that's his only son, that means that we can't be his son. But the Bible says he gives us the power to become the sons of God. Amen. Anyway, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Y'all know the song. It's a children's song. It's really not a children's song. But Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Tonight I want to preach to you for a few minutes on Jesus loves me, this I know. How do I know that Jesus loves me? The first way I know that Jesus loves me is because of his precious book. Amen. This King James Bible is our authority, our instruction book. And y'all have heard it said that God said it, I believe it, that settles it. My friends, it doesn't make a difference whether we believe it or not. It's already settled in heaven. Because of this precious book, it tells us Jesus loves me. Romans 5:5. The Bible says, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. Oh, what love. Oh, what love. Amen. But God commended his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He knows what we are. He knew what we were before he saved us. He knew that we were dirty, good for nothing, deserving hell. And because of his love, he saved us anyway. Praise the Lord. Oh, what love. Oh, what love he commended, he gave to us. And he saved us anyway. Right? The book also tells us in Romans 8:30, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Oh, what love. Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Amen. Eyes have seen, ears have heard, it's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? 1 John 4:10, herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us. Praise the Lord. 1 John 4:19, we love him because he first loved us. Amen. How do I know that God loves us? Because of his precious blood. Number two, because of his perfect sacrifice. Amen. John 1:36, the Bible says, John the Baptist talking, speaking, says, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, behold, the Lamb of God. Amen. Verse 29, John said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Oh, what love. 1 Peter 1:19. But with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish, without spot. Perfect sacrifice. It couldn't have been anything else. It couldn't have been anyone else. It had to be perfect. It had to be without spot, without blemish. Revelation 5:12. Worthy is the lamb that was slain. Jesus died for us. He died for us. He was the perfect sacrifice. That if we would accept that sacrifice, if we would accept what he did for us, he would save us. Jesus loves us enough that he gave us a Bible that told us how much he loved us. And he was a perfect sacrifice so that we have a home in heaven. Because of the precious book, because of his precious, the perfect sacrifice, and number three, because of the pure blood. God's cleansing, pure. pure saving blood. 1 Peter 1:19 again says, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. Jesus loves us. Oh, what love. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God. Hebrews 9:14. Oh, what love. 1 John 1:7. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Now, some of y'all have heard my definition of all. Professor in Bible school, he gives a different definition of all. But my definition of all is all means all, and that's all means. Amen. It said from all sin. If it didn't cleanse us from all sin, then we're in trouble. But he said from all sin. Praise God. Oh, what love. Amen. Without shedding of blood, there's no remission. Precious blood of Jesus. If Jesus had not died and shed his blood, there would be no hope whatsoever for us. We can know God's love for us because the Bible tells us so, because of his precious blood, because of the perfect sacrifice, and because of his pure blood. We know he loves us because the Bible tells us so. And it tells us about a place he's building for us. Y'all know the song, I Love It? Imagine, I'm trying to say, I know y'all get tired of hearing me sing. I've got a mansion, just old. God's building a mansion just for me. I believe I heard Brother Trapper was up here preaching one time, and he said, it's going to be special because look how long it's taken him to build it. Praise the Lord. You know, God's building a mansion for me. I'm going to get to walk on the streets of gold. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to see my Jesus. I'm going to get to see the one who died for me.
Yeah.
Oh, what love. God's been good to us, folks. God, he's been so good to me. Now, I deserve to be in hell. You know, like I said, he knew what I was. He knew how dirty and rotten and sinner I was. He knew how bad I was. Miles, he knew how bad I was. I deserved to go to hell. But you know what? He saved me anyway, praise God. He knew what I was. He says, I love you so much that I'm going to die for you. Good to have my grandson with us tonight. Bobby just scared him to death. I'm sorry. John 14:6. Let not your heart, John 14, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Praise God. He's there preparing a place for me. He's preparing a place for you. And one day, he's coming back to get us. Amen. And I said earlier, and we say it all the time, it's not going to be long. It's going to be very soon that our Jesus comes back to get us. What's Brother Buddy's last name? Brother Buddy Maynard. I've heard him sing this song. He said, we're going to leave this world like Superman and come back like the old one. Amen. One day I'm out of here. Amen. Brother Olaf's talking about people in spaceships and people flying around in spaceships. He said, I'm not going to need a spaceship one day. Amen. He said, he can take off. He's going to die. Amen. Praise God. I may even get excited here in a minute. Amen. Hebrews 11:10. For he, Abraham, looked for a city whose builder and maker is God. Amen. You know, God's building a mansion just for us, just for me, just for you if you've been born again. But the bad thing of that, there's an opposite thing to that. If there's a heaven, there's got to be hell. got to be a hell. And hell is real. No matter what people say. Luke chapter 16, there was a certain rich man with clothing of purple, fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a beggar named Lazarus, who was laid at his gate full of sores. And desiring to be fed, the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table, moreover, the beggar died and was buried. And was carried by the angels in Abraham's bosom. Now, I may be butchering that. But then it says, the rich man. Says, and in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. Hell's a real place. And those that die lost, they die. And they live forever in a burning hell. And the Bible talks about, and the rich man died, and in hell, it said he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. I don't think we do that verse justice when we read it. It said, and he cried. That rich man was screaming and crying and yelling, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Oh, what love that God would save us from the burning devil's hell. We have such a good God. Such a good God. Amen. Building a place just for us. I know God loves me. Jesus loves me because not only the precious blood, pure blood, perfect sacrifice. He's building us a place, and also because of the promises he's made me. I believe I've read that there's over 3,500 promises in the Bible. No, I'm not going to read them all and look them all up tonight. Amen. But one of them that I do know and I have experienced is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. He said his supply. He didn't say it's a supply our wants, but he does sometimes, praise God. But he said he would supply our every need, Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I've learned that you can't outgive God. If we're going to do it, we need to do it by faith. Now, I'm preaching to myself tonight, but when I talk about living by faith, I don't know that I truly know what that's about. Because I haven't emptied out my bank accounts. My wife just shook her head over that pretty good. I haven't left my work. I'm still going to work every day. Trusting, I'm going to trust the Lord. I'm going to have faith. But you know, I listen to a lot of Brother Roloff. And Brother Jeremy was telling me earlier tonight that, you know, he got permission to have the Brother Roloff on our station. You know, and pretty much that's all I listen to. I listen to his online deal, and I listen to his preaching, and he talks about living by faith. And it's been said that Brother Roloff died penniless. But he's got, I don't know how he had built, I don't know how many millions of dollars in buildings. Out of Corpus Christi. Living by faith. I wish that I could say, I know what living by faith is. I've experienced it a little bit. But I don't know that we really know what living by faith is. Trusting God and God alone to supply our every need. It said, but my God shall supply all your need. It didn't say he may or he'll think about it. It said, but my God shall supply your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And a lot of times we look at that, you know, God's going to supply our need. But we forget the by Christ Jesus part. It's through Jesus. I'm going to tell you another brother, let's roll. He was talking about when he went off to college, he had never written a check before. And he said, before he got to leave, his dad came to him and said, "Now, Lester," he said, "I'm going to give you a blank check. If you ever need anything, I'm going to show you how to fill it out. But when you sign it, I want you to sign it by," and I think his dad's name was Earl, "by his," and he put his father's name. Brother Wolf said, he said he's been doing that ever since. He said anytime he ever needed anything, he'd say, "Lord, I need you. In Jesus' name. I need this. In Jesus' name. Oh, Lord. Oh, what love. Oh, what love that He has given to us. I wish that we could live by faith. And I wish that I could." I was talking to Brother Isaac earlier, talking about the flesh. Yeah. Our flesh is so weak and so wicked, that if I even think about, "Well, I'm going to quit my job," that's what happens. Amen. Yeah. "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus," except for Steve Owen. Either we serve God who can do what He says He's going to do. Can I ask you a question? Have we found anything in here? I believe the Bible even says, is anything too hard for God? Is anything impossible for God to do? There is not. Oh, what love. Oh, that I had the faith. Talk about the faith of the mustard seed. We could move mountains. Have y'all ever seen a mustard seed? I mean, I've got bad eyes anyway, but I could hardly see it in my hand. The faith of a mustard seed. We could move mountains. What does that say for our faith? I'm not going to say our. I'm saying, what does it say for my faith? Oh, what love. He promised that He'd meet our needs. He also promised that He's coming back to get me. Praise God. I've already talked about this earlier, John 14:3. "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you into myself, that where I am, there you may be also." One day, some glorious day, Jesus is coming back for us. Wouldn't it be good if it was today? Wouldn't it be good if tonight was tonight? If in the next 30 seconds, we went to meet our Jesus. I hope everybody's going with me. But I'm going. Amen. I'm going. Y'all don't know whether I'm going or not, but I know I'm going. Amen. I believe y'all are going with me. But I know for one thing, I'm going. My ticket has been punched. I'm ready to go. Today would be a great day. Let's go. Amen. I'm excited about going to heaven. I'm getting older. I know y'all don't believe that. But I'm getting older. Me and Brother Tim, same age. Amen. Amen. He looks like he's 30. I look like I'm 84. Amen. I'm getting older. My bones don't work like they used to. I take 8 a leave a day. I take 4 in the morning and 4 at night just so I can get around and move. But you know what? I can still climb up the stairs. I can still, you know, Brother Orloff was talking about dancing. He said, it's not that I disagree with dancing. He said, I just disagree with the dancing y'all do. Amen. He said, one day he's going to get to heaven and he's going to dance. Amen. David danced. Praise God. But I still can move around. And I can still play ping pong if anybody wants to challenge me. Game takers? Do what? Silence. No. I've got an extra bedroom. I'll be sleeping in tonight. Jesus is coming back for me. Praise God, he's coming back to get me. I'm ready to go. Tonight would be a good night. Hallelujah. Amen. He's coming back. He also promised the forgiveness of sins. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from what? All unrighteousness. God loves us. Amen. As far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered. Amen. God loves us. Oh, what love. God so loved the world. Amen. He so loved me. Praise God, Lord. Thank you for loving me. God is good. Amen. He has been good to me. He promised to supply every need, promised to forgive us of our sin. He's coming back to get me. He also promised to send us a comforter, Holy Spirit. John 16:7, the Bible says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. You realize... I'm going to say it anyway. We went to a teen challenge the other night. One of the ladies there had invited us to come to her graduation. She's been there the required number of years. She's done what she needed to do, and she's going home. Amen. So we went there for her graduation. She invited the pastor and I to graduation, the preacher and family went and sang, and we were there. And praise God, I was happy for the young lady to see her back going home to a normal life. It's going to be hard for her because she's getting back out into the world, and she's still in the flesh, which is wicked. It is wicked. Your flesh is wicked. Just admit it. Go ahead and say it. Your flesh is wicked. That was a your flesh is wicked. Everybody's flesh is, but we were there and it was getting ready to go be over. And one of the ladies says, I want to call her family up, and we want to stand around in a circle, and we're going to all repeat my version of the sinner's prayer. I believe the Holy Spirit needs to have something involved with that, the drawing of a person. I need to realize I'm lost. I'm lost on my way to hell. And the only way that I'm going to get there is by Jesus Christ. There's nothing that I can do to save myself. I can't be good enough. I can't give enough money. I can't go to church as much as... It doesn't make any difference. All my works is as filthy rags. And they stood there and held hands, and repeated whatever they repeated. And they walked away lost. I do thank the Lord for the team challenge. They do a good work down there. But when our pastor goes down and preaches, and Brother Justice preaches, they preach the gospel. They preach the truth. And they preach it from the King James Bible. Some of those ladies down there, they'll start preaching and start reading the Bible verse, and you see them flipping and looking at it. It's sad. Just get your Bible. Not only will the Holy Spirit be a comforter, He will also seal us to the day of redemption. Ephesians 1:13, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. We were sealed. Anybody in here do any canning? Canning fruit and vegetables? Only canning we do is when we open up a can. If you can't open it, amen. But when you can, I remember my mother used to can vegetables. She would can it. She'd put it in the little jar and put the top on it and screw it down. And what would happen, if anybody knows, what happens after you do that? You hear what? You hear a little pop. And it's sealed. Hallelujah. I got saved. I got saved. And I can remember. I got saved. And it went. Hallelujah. I was sealed until the day of redemption. Ain't nothing, anything, or anybody can do about it. I am sealed. Amen. And when you sealed your pears or peaches or whatever it was you were sealing, they were good until what? You came and opened them up. Amen. We done talked about it. One day Jesus is coming back for us. He's going to open up that seal. Hallelujah. And I'm out of here. Praise God. Amen. Amen. He seals us to the day of redemption. Amen. God also promises us eternal life. John 3:16, as we read, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Miles, see how smart you are. How long is everlasting? Yeah, that's what I thought. How long is everlasting? Forever. Amen. Forever. How long is everlasting? Everlasting. Hallelujah. When I got saved, not only did He seal me, He sealed me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Everlasting life. I know Jesus loves me because the Bible tells me so. Precious book. The perfect sacrifice. It's pure blood. The place He's building for me. The promises He gave me. Because of His priceless salvation. Acts 16:31, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. When we believe and accept Jesus as our Savior, He justifies us. Romans 5:1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5:9, much more being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through Him. When did He justify us? Now. Amen. When we get saved, praise God, He ain't justifying, He ain't working on us. Now. Much more being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through Him. Amen. Because of His priceless salvation. Titus 3:7, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. When we accept Christ as our Savior, he justifies us just as if we've never sinned. We're clothed in God's righteousness. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is... Aren't you glad that verse doesn't stop there? Hallelujah. The wages of sin is death. You know, sometimes I don't think we believe that's true. The wages of sin is death. One of my old brothers used to... He was a drunkard. He was a mean fellow. He used to beat his wife. He used to lie and steal. And he always used to tell me, I'll be all right. Until one day, because of his lifestyle, he wound up in a nursing home from a stroke. Wages of sin is death. But, hallelujah, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. If it's a gift, we don't have to do anything for it. Except. Amen. That if thou shalt confess the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. One day I was a whosoever. I remember, and y'all get tired of me telling you when I got saved, but that's all right. I'm going to tell you again anyway. I enjoyed it. I remember. I just got through playing preacher and ping pong. That's a side story. Anyway, here's the table. Preacher's on this side. I'm on this side. You know, I've been in church. And he asked me, he said, Steve, he said, if you were to die right now, are you 100% sure that you'd go to heaven? I said, no, sir, I'm not. He said, would you mind if I took the Bible and show you how you can know for sure? I said, you know what? I think I will. April 17th, 1984, on a Tuesday night, it was probably about 7:38 o'clock. I accepted Christ as my Savior. And I've been saved ever since. Amen. But it's not because of anything that I did or could ever do. Jesus saved my soul. Praise the Lord. For whosoever, I became one of those whosoevers. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Yeah. Have you ever been a whosoever? Yeah. If you've never been a whosoever, if you've never accepted Christ as your personal Savior, you can be 60, what am I, 61? Almost 62. And have never been born again. Or you can be 12, 13, or younger. Never been born again. Never truly have accepted Christ as your personal Savior. But may I beg you tonight, if you've never been born again, you need to do something about it tonight. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for allowing me to be here tonight and preach. Lord, I know I cut up a lot. It's good to be able to laugh and enjoy what you've done for us. Lord, oh, what love. For God so loved the world. God, you so loved me. You died for me. You save my dirty, rotten soul. And you're preparing a place for me. Thank you so much for that great love. Lord, again, I pray that you would just continue to bless. Lord, help us through the rest of the week. Lord, help us as we go out on soul winning tomorrow night. Lord, help us find someone who wants to become a whosoever. Because I know you'll save me just like you saved me. Lord, thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Bring our pastor home safely. And Lord, we just praise your name tonight. Oh, what a love. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We dismiss.